Hello everyone and welcome to Healthcare India podcast episode number 5. If you've been with us on this, journey, then you would have heard by now how the macroeconomic factors are shaping up healthcare. That was episode 1. We looked at Ayushman Bharat in episode 2. We looked at artificial intelligence in episode 3. We looked at innovation in health tech, which is mostly being driven by consumer demand. That's episode 4. And if you've missed any of those, I'll seriously recommend going back to episode 1 and just listening through. These are 5 to 6 minute bites. You know, we don't have the patience to listen for an hour. I've just made sure that you get the message in as less time as possible. And a lot of this stuff you can also find on our website, healthcareinindia.net. And we are there on Twitter as under my handle of Dr. Vikram. So there's a lot of information out there, a lot of insights that I share about aspects in health tech and healthcare in India, and be happy to take you on this journey. Today we're going to talk about data, and if you're listening to this, I can almost hear you yawn saying, oh, data, yeah, data is a new oil, yeah, say something different. And healthcare data is no different. So healthcare data is indeed the new oil. And there are organizations that are able to leverage that data. Now, the challenge with data that we have in the healthcare industry, especially in India and probably globally as well, is that a lot of this data is fragmented. It's sitting across different silos. You know, some your personal physician might have some data, some hospitals might have some data, your insurance might have some data. But the bigger challenge with the data is that I think the way we have created the data in the industry, and this is, I'm specifically talking to healthcare organizations, the way we've created data for the industry is more anchored towards storage. How do I store this data? And tomorrow, if there is a regulatory requirement or a medical legal case in which I have to retrieve this data, how do I retrieve it? But nobody has created the data structures, at least not among the larger organizations, in a way to retrieve it for using it to understand patient insights and consumer insights. I think that's the big gap. So while we have the oil and we have all these lovely things, you know, in silos, and data is a new oil, there is a lot of work that needs to be done to leverage that data. So let me give you one good example, right? So if you go to a hospital and you say you go in for a delivery, you go to the maternity or the gynecology department, and you have a child that's born to a set of parents. Now that should trigger a workflow as to how you can take that experience, assuming it was a good experience, for the patient, for the mother, for the child, for the father who's also part of this journey. How can you take that experience to a new level? How can you increase the trust that you have? So what kind of insights do you need about this family so that you can go and talk to them and understand what are their other health needs? Hardly anything is being done in this area. You know, you just have a delivery, the child is born, and we have, you know, pink for girls and blue for boys, or, you know, you have some cards and you have a pack, and you send them off. And that, I think, is a big, big opportunity lost. And I've seen this time and time again. I saw it with the birth of both of my kids. Nobody really bothered to understand what were our healthcare needs from here on. And this is a big gap. You know, you call it, you know, patient lifetime value, you call it understanding the patient's needs. I think that's a big gap there, and data has a lot to do with it. And that's what data should be used for, even before you start talking about machine learning and algorithms and all that. So I think the analogy I can draw is from the oil and gas industry, right? So if you go to the oil industry and the energy industry, and then you look at crude oil, and they have a process called fractional distillation of crude oil. You know, at different temperatures, crude oil separates into diesel, petrol, naphtha, petroleum jelly, etc., etc. And different industries, different constituents use this oil. Similarly, for healthcare and healthcare data, there are different parts of this data, that different departments in the hospital or a large healthcare organizations can use and create that environment, create a structure in which the patient can use it. And today, I think most healthcare organizations are struggling with it. I mean, you may name the large hospitals, maybe they're doing it, but vast majority of healthcare is not doing it. Why? The government is not doing it either, because it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of thinking, it takes a lot of thought process. But I'm calling out to the smaller organizations, you know, the smaller hospitals. Why aren't you doing it? You know, this is patient acquired. The value from it is much higher than acquiring new patients. You know, it's a customer pyramid 101. Why aren't you looking at your data? I seriously want you to answer this question. Why aren't you doing it? And if you are, what are you doing with it? Why aren't you able to use that data to see how you can create value for the patient? You know, forget about occupancy and beds and average revenue per bed. All that will come. Those are KPIs which you will meet anyway. But why aren't you creating that value for the patient? And that's a question I want to leave you with. As always, I'm happy to listen to you. Any thoughts, suggestions, more than happy to talk to you. My email remains drvikram@healthcare-in-india.net. If you want to visit our site, I have the details in the description below, but you can go to www.healthcare-in-india.net. Available on Twitter as Dr. Vikram. I'm available on Facebook as Dr. Vikram Venkateshwaran and on LinkedIn as well. So happy to discuss with you. Thank you for listening. I really, really appreciate you taking time out. And healthcare organizations, if you're listening to this, give me a call. I want to understand what are you doing. How can we work together on this? Have a good day. Stay healthy. Bye for now.